Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac. No, welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Doc Holliday and Isaac Bruce. Isaac, what's up, man? What's going on, Doc?
Hey, man, it's all good, man. You had it like 50% correct when you started the first time, man. You know, I don't care if you put me first or if you put me second. As long as you say Hall of Fame.
So as long as I say Pro Football Hall of Famer, Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Now, you're right. It's all good, man. You know, I don't care about it. I'm just messing with you, dog. It don't matter to me,
absolutely,
man. Because we family. But anyway, man, how you doing, man? What's happening?
I'm good, man. Just got off of media availability with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, man. So we're, Doc, I can hear it ticking, man. I think we're actually in the tunnel right now. And they're saying, hurry up and wait. So we're that close to showtime, man. So it's right around the corner. You know, I guess everybody who's preparing to be there is starting to feel that, you know, that feel it in the air tonight, Doc, because it's right around the corner, man. We're real close.
Yeah, I already know, man, because everybody I know, man, that's close to you, man, that's coming down. Now they starting to call, but hey, Doc, man, another ticket to the party. I said Tiffany was only like, well, you got to get a refund because there ain't no more tickets. I was like, I can't help you, bro. Hey, look, I ain't going to even say who called and asked me that. But it was so funny, man. He was like, hey, Doc, man, who going to? I said, yeah, me and my wife leaving on Thursday, man. But, man, I was trying to see if we got an extra ticket to Isaac's after party, man, because, you know, man, I called the lady, man, who put it together. And hey, check it out. Here you go. He was like, you know, I got an extra person coming, and I'm thinking she gonna be like, well, I got it. She was like, well, it ain't too late to get a refund on your plane tickets. I said, she got you on dog. I said, bro, look, I can't help you, man. You can't have my extra ticket. We don't get but two, man.
Well, Doc, listen. We, you know, that's just us being us.
Yeah, I know.
These invitations have been going out for the last 3 months, man. As many as time when I see and I take a look at my phone rings or it's a text message from Tiffany, man, I take a deep breath and hold my breath, man. You know, because I got to make a decision on something.
Yeah.
Or she's letting me know this hotel is this, this venue is this. Okay, it's time to get this ready. And I'm like, oh, man, okay, here we go. So she's really anticipating this thing, you know, getting kickstarted and making sure everybody is comfortable because, you know, in her mind, she's there to celebrate too. She don't plan to be at the door saying, can this dude get in? I don't want to do that either, Doc. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know if I pass by the doc, if I pass by the door and I'm just passed by, I'd be like, oh, yeah, come on in, man.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
I'm not by the door, I'm going to be over here, Doc. You know what I mean? I'm going to be celebrating with my people, man. So that's the way it is, man. We had ample opportunity.
Yeah, understood. And yeah, I'm going to call it out. Flint Top. Hey, Getty. That was you, man. Hey, Flint. I said, look, man, you might just want you to call Ike yourself, man. He probably got a lot of requests, but look, man, you can't have mine. I ain't got but two, man. That's me and Tasha, man. So Flint, fix that, man, and cover that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, but yeah, Flint. So Getty, yeah, man. I can't, yeah. Once again, man, I'm gonna do it live on the show, bro. You can't get my ticket, but I am looking forward to seeing you, man. But yeah, man, hey. But yeah, talking about that, man, because I ain't even thinking about that, man, because you know, you do have decisions to make, I guess, man. And I got an email from the Hall of Fame the other day, man. I guess they opened up some more seats and some tickets for the gold jacket ceremony on that Friday. So I appreciate I appreciate that privilege, but you know, so even though them tickets were 200 piece, you know, I appreciate that though. You know, hey, don't look at that V, dog. It's all I said, hey, but you know, it gives Tasha an opportunity to wear her ball gown. Because she's been looking for a reason to wear her ball gown. So we jumped on it right away, man. So it is exciting times, bro. As it get closer, I know I keep talking to you, man. But, you know, I know you chill, but you got to be getting excited as it get closer, man.
I'm excited, Doc. I just told, you know, a bunch of reporters, man, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a BB King fan, man. You know, he wrote a song called "The Thrill Is Gone."
Yeah.
You know, after I got the jacket, you know, I get excited about it. It just to me, it's professionalism. You know what I'm saying? You know, we were in a business or industry where we trained a lot, Doc. We trained to get into the end zone. We could expect to get, you know, score touchdowns and score points. And, you know, we did that in practice. So when it happened in the actual game, Doc, sometimes we could just throw the ball to the referee and move over to the next thing and say, what's the next test? So I kind of get that way. But at the same time, it's like I have an opportunity to publicly thank a lot of people that was, you know, responsible for the development of me, you know, my village, man. I get an opportunity to say thank you to them in a public manner. So they're going to enjoy it. You guys are going to enjoy it. I mean, the party's going to be fun. And, you know, you get to see a lot of people that you probably ain't seen in a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, I'm excited about that. But how is the speech coming along, man? I know last time I asked you about it was about a month ago. How is it coming along?
It's coming along fine, Doc. I mean, I wrote some of it this morning, jotted down a couple of things, man. I think, you know, that's going to be impactful and influential, you know. And, you know, I get this opportunity. And it's funny because what they're asking is, you know, that you comprise maybe 25 to 28 years that has to do with football on and off the field in the 8 minutes, Doc. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about leaving people out or adding this person and omitting this person, but, you know, really, really focusing on and really thinking about the other guys that are coming behind you as well that same night to do a speech. So it's a challenge, and it's a challenge that I willingly, you know, face and take on and expect and overcome it.
So they already got y'all rundown, man, of who's going to announce, who's going to speak when. I know you probably can't say that, but they already told you who's going to speak when and how that's going to go.
Yeah, they got the number. They got a number. So it'll be 10 guys that Saturday night. And, you know, they gave everybody a number, you know, so I guess they don't want us to publicly say it.
Yeah.
You don't want to say, well, I'm going to show up when this guy speaks, or as soon as this guy speaks, I'm leaving. So, you know, that's just human nature. That's what dudes do. So, but, you know, I think every person that's participating in giving a speech that night, man, it's worth listening to, man, because we can always pick up a nugget or two from, you know, guys who have accomplished something great. And this is a great feat for a lot of people, man.
I got you, man. But I am one of those people, man. Once Isaac Bruce finishes talking, man, I might have to get to cuss. Bro, I get sleepy by 8 or 9 o'clock, man. I had to get gone. But if you have to stay, because you have to stay the whole time, right?
Yeah, I have to stay the whole time.
See, if you had to stay, me and Tasha just going to have to stay, because I was like, God.
Yeah.
I got to go to the party, but I'm thinking, man, this hall of it probably ain't going to be over till around midnight or 1. So, man, I get to the party at 2. Woo, yeah. Bro.
You're going to have to get your mind right. You're going to have to get your mind South Hall right, ready, man, once again. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about that Saturday night when we play a game, you know, it probably starts at 1.
Yeah.
It probably starts at 11. The game is ended, and we win. Doc. We be up all night.
Yeah.
All night. So it's going to be one of those opportunities, man, once again.
It is, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and all the Hall of Fame inductees that's going in with Isaac, man, class of 2020. Much love to y'all, man. But if I nod off on why y'all talking, man, don't take it personal, man. Because I just need to have enough energy to hear my brother speak. But anyway, man, excited about all of that, man. And really looking forward to it, man. And looking forward to this season as well, too, man. Talking about the Rams and – I just want to know why you think, man. I mean, I think I know why, but a lot of high expectations for the Rams this upcoming season. But it just seems to be a lot of question marks around the defense, man, because when people question the Rams, they talk about the defense. I mean, why is that, man, when you got AD and Jalen Rams? I know we got a new defense coordinator, but I don't really understand all of that.
It's that beauty of football, Doc. I mean, you do have the best defensive player on your team right now, and Aaron Donald, he's that guy. And then you got a, you know, not far from behind, other guy in Jalen Ramsey. These two guys are manning your defense. Now, the beauty of football kicks in because, you know, we are a what have you done for me lately type industry. So as far as football is concerned, you're going to nitpick, you're going to see what's shakeable. And I think the biggest thing right now is the unknown, because, you know, we've had to We sent away a lot of guys via free agency, or if we released them and brought in some new guys. So these new guys have to be tried in the fire. And the only fire that fans can see, or people outside of your organization can see, is what happens on game day. And that's where the fire is the hottest, is on game day. So when they take a look at Taylor Rapp, and they're going to automatically compare him to what was there before him and see if he can do or match what was done, and then see can he elevate it, because we're all looking for much better. I'm looking for much better this year. I'm expecting much better from the defense this year, Doc. And so that includes the coordinator. I mean, Raheem Morris, that includes him. So we know what his resume looks like in other places, but now you're in LA. We have a level of expectation for you in LA, and we expect you to play at a very high level that this defense played last year, and then some. That's what we're expecting.
Well, I got you, but I don't know how much better you can get the number one in the league, man. But I feel what you're saying, though. You know, but and the people who question the defense, I'm like, damn, bro, you literally got the best defensive lineman in AD in the league, and you got the best cornerback. So why the hell would you even doubt the defense, man? If Raheem Morris is smart, like smart coaches, you just come in, man. If hey, let them dudes do what they do, man. I mean, get like we talked about before, get your ego out of the way. And if it's a system that them cats can play in and they have been successful, I would think and hope that he would want to keep it the same.
Well, you know, players like that, they benefit the coordinator tremendously. Because, I mean, from a scheme schematic standpoint, from a offensive deep offensive line, you have to put two guys on Aaron Donald. You see what I'm saying? From a defensive standpoint, you can have Ramsey shut down one side of the field, play man on that side, and zone on the other. That's very hard for quarterbacks in this league. It's hard for a running game in this league because, you know, you're committing you're saying, okay, when you get this look from this defense, automatically you're putting two guys on the best defensive player in the league and Aaron Donald. So you're committing two guys to him. So that takes away from what you normally like to do. You're not going to see Aaron Donald every week. So that's taken away from what you normally like to do. And it benefits our defense because we can attack from that zone side and at the same time play man-to-man on the backside. And it's hard to run against that.
Extremely hard, but I am interested, Isaac, man, to see how Leonard Floyd gonna do, man, because you know you play one way when you starving. He wasn't starving, but he did want that big deal, man. And he balled out last year, man, 10 and a half sacks. So all the Rams did was give him 4 years, $64 million, man. So I want to see, you know, that same dog and that same motivation from Leonard Floyd now that he got that loop. But you know, because sometimes cats, hey, they're tuning it all the way down, man. Yeah, I've seen dudes tune it down, but I don't think that's what Leonard Floyd is going to do.
Well, the great, marvelous Marvin Hagler once quoted, he said, it is hard to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning and do road work when you're sleeping on satin sheets. It's hard to do it, but it's not impossible. So when you're playing and matched up and you're in the same meeting room with guys like Aaron Donald week in, week out, they have a standard now. It's a level of play that they have to meet within themselves, and they automatically pull you with them. So I'm expecting, you know, our defensive end, our pass rush to go up, take it up a notch, man. So, I mean, it's one thing to do it when that target is not on you, but you become great when that target is on you and they commit two people to you and you still are productive highly. So Mr. Floyd has a perfect opportunity to take it to that next level as far as his play is concerned.
Big facts. And real quickly before we get out of here, man, hey, the Rams, man, they unveiled some new uniforms, man. You know, I guess you saw it, man, when you went to the practice, but you ain't said nothing about it. Y'all ain't said nothing about it. I guess y'all couldn't even know, you know, the Rams snitched on themselves even before they unveiled it, because social media will do you in when you ain't really ready. But, you know, I watched the video, man. You know, I don't know. You know, you said, you know, it looks like a championship uniform. I mean, those are it looks like the uniforms I wore when I played for the Rams and when we won the Super Bowl. But, you know, you like them? You how you feel?
I like them.
You like them? Okay.
Hey, it's what we played in, man. I mean, you know, when you ask the brass and you ask the Ram royalty, guys like Eric Dickerson, you had guys like Jim Everett there for the unveiling, Ron Brown, being one of the fastest men in the NFL when he played. Man, they loved them, man, because that's what we wore. That's the first thing we put on And, you know, it's etched in our thinking, you know, when you play for the Rams, when you were first drafted, that first uniform that you put on were those exact colors right there, Doc. So that's our shade of gold. It's our shade of blue. And I think the Rams did a good job bringing that back. I think this should be key. This should be the number one uniform that we wear. Every game is a big game, but most definitely the Monday nights, the Sunday nights. Those are the units that we wear.
I like them too, man. And everybody I say, you know, everybody I saw, you know, Rams legends, man, from ED to yourself to Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace, Jack Youngblood, Torrey Holt. All of them liked it, man. You know, all of them were kind of simple, though. But Torrey got all Harvard, Yale on it. They're streamlined. You know, I'm like, they're streamlined. So, you know, he got real special with what he was saying. But they do, you know, I like them, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to this Hall of Fame. Before we get out of here, man, you were gone last week, man. I've been paying attention to the news, man. They're like the Bruce family, man, going to get about at least 72 million. I mean, you know, they got their land. I looked at them. Woo! Ooh, if not more. So, you know, have you been still keeping your ear to the ground on Bruce getting their beach back in Manhattan Beach?
Yes, Doc. Justice and recompense. Let me tell you, it is rolling like a river right now, Doc.
Amen.
And here's the thing. I'm not saying grind. I'm saying get a line. Be in the flow. You know what I'm saying? So it's rolling like a river, man. So I'm in line for mine. Absolutely. I mean, that's just one national pocket that's been recognized right now. And pretty soon it's going to be from a national standpoint. So these things like this are going to happen more and more. I mean, within the coming weeks, Doc.
All praises to the Most High, bro. Anything else, amen, you want to add before we get out of here,
That's it, man. I smell it, Doc. It's, you know, it's rainy season down here in South Florida. So we're getting a lot of rain. And we're starting to smell that fresh cut grass, Doc. And that always let me know that training camp was right around the corner. So I'm getting my mind right for training camp. And I'm grateful that I ain't got to go out there and practice. So, but, you know, I'll be glad when the guys get back out there and start competing with each other again.
Facts. And that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.